My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaaurelien, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was done on September 26, 2022. The patient is Joseph Aaron, J-O-S-E-P-H-A-A-R-O-N. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 1 diabetes, which has been uncontrolled for some time, hypertension, hypertension, comma, and hyperlipidemia, period. The kidney functions have slightly improved since the last visit, with a BUN of 39 from 48, creatinine of 2.7 from 3.9, and a GFR of 30 from 24. There is no recent urinalysis available to assess the activity in the urinary sediments, or to calculate the proteinuria. Period. The patient was recently hospitalized for left foot osteomyelitis in June 2022, and his status post left forefoot amputation. Here the patient states he was told if the infection persists, he will have to have a left BKA completed. Period. He is currently undergoing antibiotic therapy with Dr. Laxon, infectious disease, and is currently taking Bactrim DS twice a day for 15 days, period. We contacted Dr. Laxon to recommend a different antibiotic approach since the patient is already in CKD 3B. And the Bactrim would probably cause further deterioration of the kidneys, period. He has a serum potassium of 5.2 and serum sodium of 132. These abnormalities are likely related to uncontrolled diabetes, and will likely improve once his diabetes is well controlled. Period. Next line, type 1 diabetes with hyperglycemia. He presents with an A1C of 12.3% from 11%. Period. This out of control diabetes is likely related to his recurrent bouts with osteomyelitis, period. He follows with Hannah Campbell, APRN endocrinologist, period. We will ensure that he has an upcoming appointment with Hannah if he doesn't already have one, period. We emphasize the importance of a diabetic diet and compliance with medication, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 149 over 86 a day. We emphasize the importance of decreased sodium in the diet and recommended a plant-based diet, period. He has recently lost 20 pounds since the last visit due to recent illness and infection of the left foot, period. Next line, hyponatremia related to the uncontrolled diabetes, period. This will likely improve once his diabetes is under control. Next line, vitamin D deficiency with vitamin D of 23. We recommend that he takes vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. Next line, iron deficiency anemia with iron saturation of 18% from 16% and HNH of 10.1 and 30%, period. The patient remains iron deficient despite taking supplemental iron twice daily. We will refer him to the Florida Cancer Center for possible IV iron transfusion, period. Next line. The patient has a history of GI bleed from ulcers. He currently takes omeprazole daily, period. It is very important that he follows up with GI and the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation of his anemia. Next line, hyperkalemia. As previously stated, this is due to his diabetes. Serum potassium is 5.2, which will improve once his diabetes is well controlled. Next line, depression and anxiety. Next line, osteomyelitis of the left lower extremity, which is chronic in nature. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.